This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. For this new school year, Colorado school districts are stocked with naloxone, a medicine that can save someone overdosing on fentanyl. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on the 18 districts taking that precaution.
They range from the tiny Brush District in the Eastern Plains to the Cherry Creek School District. 45 more school districts are in the process of enrolling in a special fund that allows them to get free naloxone or Narcan. There were 46 overdose deaths in youth ages 10 to 18 last year. Most involved fentanyl. That number is rising. Mesa County law enforcement recently alerted school district officials to a new drug circulating, rainbow fentanyl. It is colorful and looks like candy. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More than 30 schools in Denver will close early today and tomorrow because of the heat. The Denver School District has 48 schools without air conditioning, and officials say some classrooms can get above 90 degrees. A list of schools closing early is at the district's website and at denverite.com. Colorado State University in Fort Collins hopes to identify finalists for its open presidency by the end of November. Derek Neubger, the president of CSU's Graduate Student Council, told the search committee he wants the next president to address concerns from postgraduate workers.
There are many departments at CSU that aren't compensated competitively or enough, and I understand that. My argument would be that grad students were drowning, and we need help.
CSU's former president left her position in June. When voters cast their ballots, they generally don't consider the age of the candidate, according to a study from the University of Colorado Boulder. But once in office, younger voters tend to have a slight negative bias against older politicians. Damon Roberts is a doctoral candidate at CU.
One part of it could just be how well they're represented on policy issues, whether or not the candidate is representing issues that they care about. And another part of it is, can they see themselves in that politician?
The study looked at U.S. congressional districts from 2006 to 2020. There's a lot more about voting in Colorado and the candidates in this fall's elections at CPR.org.